Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning are a group of business people from Mount Edgecombe High School. Richard Corbett is the Vice President of Marketing for the Mount Edgecombe Small Business Junior Achievement Group, and Kayla Merkuliev is the President and CEO of the same group. Robert Nielsen is also here. He's Vice President of Public Relations. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
And also in the studio is Mim McConnell with the Easter Group. And Mim, we'll get to you in just a moment.
Not a problem.
And I'm going to start with our business folks first and let them sort of line up what's going on here. But Kayla, you guys have got kind of an interesting project.
Yes, so we have a small business class at Mount Edgecombe High School. And we learn how to run a business and manage it and finance, and we sold stock to shareholders. But this year we're doing something different. We're going to be selling our product, and then half of the profit we make from selling our product will help go to the homeless initiative here in Sitka.
Mm-hmm.
And it will help with homeless people.
Okay, and so that's where MIM comes in. You guys are actually have developed a business plan, and you have a product. You've sold stock, and you are going to your business model actually benefits a charity here in Sitka. It's an interesting idea. Richard, tell us a little bit more about it.
All right. Well, we're selling silicone wristbands. Living on the edge inscribed on them, because who doesn't live on the edge more than the homeless? And what we'll be doing is, as we sell these, like Kayla said, half of the profits will go as proceeds to the Easter Group, and we're hoping to sell out of them and purchase more so that we can just keep the ball rolling.
How many wristbands are going to be on the market?
Well, right now we have 1,200, and we are expected to get more after that.
Okay, and today is kind of your kickoff, sort of the kickoff of your marketing campaign, right?
That is correct. We are going to be, after this, hopefully getting a TV spot with the local television stations. We're also going to be putting flyers and posters around town for the public viewing, and we're hoping this thing gets really big.
All right. Robert Nielsen, you're Vice President of Public Relations. What does that mean that you're going to be doing for this project?
Well, as Vice President of Public Relations, I am the sort of person who gets the public to get to know what we're selling, lets the public know what we're doing, and we are supposed to attract and retain customers, basically the clowns of this company.
Sure. Okay. And have you got a plan for that? Richard said that you're going to try and do a TV spot. You're doing the radio interview today. Have you got other big plans for public relations?
Well, I was on the verge of thinking of maybe having an ad into the movie theater.
Oh yeah, up on the screen.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
A lot of people go to movies, I'd imagine, especially here in Sitka.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could talk about that during our next meeting.
Right. I'm going to go back to Kayla again and just ask you why wristbands for the homeless? I mean, why did you guys consider other possibilities?
We took a Facebook survey, and people voted more for wristbands and body pillows, but we voted as a class, and we all chose wristbands.
Okay.
Because we work as a team, and we make decisions together.
Sure. And Richard, you mentioned that you sold stock. Who are the stockholders in this company?
Well, the stockholders are the employees themselves, as well as a larger amount of the stocks actually went out to the local Sitka community. We have the names and the receipts, and once this whole project ends at the end of the semester, they'll get their check back for hopefully more than they gave us.
Okay. Let's talk with Mim McConnell for a minute. Mim, when these students approached you, it must have sounded like a dream come true.
It was great. Dory Farrell and I and Catherine Snelling went over to their class, and they quite a few students were there, and we heard all about their plans, and we were delighted. It was both the ingenuity and creativity and just coming up with an idea like that, and their generosity of wanting to help the people in Sitka that don't have what they need.
Yeah, you've been, the Easter Group has been actively raising the profile of the homelessness problem in Sitka. Project Homeless Connect earlier was...
January 25th.
In January. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to character... I don't know if success is the right kind of word.
I know. We like to just go out of business, you know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't see that happening in today's economy. So it was successful, and we served 45 people, and... they were provided with 118 points of contact with service providers, and it was we gave away a lot of clothes and outdoor equipment, and just, you know, met a lot of needs in various ways. And it was, we got a lot of positive feedback that it was a really good experience for people, both those receiving and giving.
Yeah. Before we went on the air, the students mentioned that if everything went according to the business plan, it would mean about $3,000 for Project Homeless Connect, right? I'm getting nods. Yes. What would the money be? How would that be applied?
Well, the idea that the Easter Group has been kicking around, that we still have to settle down on a choice with the board, but what's going around is either a drop-in shelter, at least starting with that, and eventually maybe into a full-time shelter. But that seems to be what's gaining momentum more than anything. That's what we really hear people needing. So we know, I'm a member of St. Peter's, and our sanctuary is open 24 hours, 7 days a week, year-round. And so I know firsthand that people will go there and for a place to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ted Laufenberg has been great about going by there in the evenings and helping them find a place to stay for the night. But there's a real need for that. So especially during the winter months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like the next logical direction.
It really needs to be met
in this effort. Kayla, you're a junior. You're from here in Sitka. You'll probably be involved in this activity again next year with sort of a different kind of, a different sort of idea.
Yes, I was hoping to even maybe start a big campaign to keep on going even after this class is over, and maybe start a business club. And this could be our big project, and we could keep selling wristbands and keep donating money.
And just sort of keep it going. Richard, you're a senior from Dillingham. You'll be graduating this year, and
yes,
I guess you would like this to kind of continue after you're gone, right?
Oh, of course. I want to leave a standing footprint in the community to let people know that we care, even though we're from out of town. We care. This is our second home. This is where we spend the most of our year. We want to see it be as good as it can be.
Okay. Robert, are you pretty? You're a sophomore. You're from Anchorage. If you continue to go to school at Edgecombe, will you continue to participate in this organization and try and perpetuate this effort?
Well, I'll probably be the one that's examining most, see the pros and cons of what's happening, and then as a sophomore, I'll be able to see a lot of it.
All right.
I'll be able to see the bad things that are going on, you know, like, oh, we need to fix this, and then I'll see the good things too, like, oh, we need to do more of this.
Right.
So I'll be participating very much inside this.
Yeah, I guess thinking about sustainability is part of writing a business plan. You don't want to have a business plan that it's kind of a one-shot deal and you're out of business, right? Trying to keep it going is important. All right. We have just a minute or so left. I wanted to ask you, Mim, because, you know, we are talking with the kids, and I think it's interesting that this idea has emerged here in Sitka at Mount Edgecombe, because, you know, when you think about it, you're involved in nonprofits, you're involved in municipal government, you're involved in private business. Raven Radio, we're involved in, you know, the public sector as well, nonprofit and community service. It's an interesting concept, this idea of harnessing a business model to serve kind of what in the past has always been limited to kind of a nonprofit mm-hmm. sort of goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is, something is happening here, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and we were talking earlier about there's a new form of corporation that has some states have approved, and I've sent letters to our state legislators asking about whether Alaska can do something like it. But it's a corporation that it's a social model that it's built on, and the focus is is altruism, is being able to help those, you know, whatever the social cause might be, helping those in need, and the whole business model is built around that concept. So it's this, to me, what these students have come up with is captures that idea. And it's really exciting.
It is. It's interesting. It is fascinating. Finally, when are the wristbands going to be here, and where can people buy them?
They should be here sometime this week or early next week. And you can email Bill Winslow, our teacher, at mm-hmm. bill.w@nehs.us, or you could call Manichcombe High School and ask for Bill Winslow's class. And you could email me at kaylamerkuliev@mehs.us.
Okay. And I'll put those links on our webpage as well. And are you planning any kind of, Robert or Richard, are you planning any kind of sales event in the near future where people can actually sort of come up and look the wristbands over and, you know, pull out their checkbooks or their wallets and just buy them?
Well, we've been looking into local assemblies and events and trying to see if we can get ourselves put into there. And I understand that there's quite a few open market opportunities coming up in the future, so we'll probably cash in on that as well.
Yeah, I think the Rainy Day
Bazaar would be the next one.
Is coming up in the not-too-distant future, mm-hmm. so we could probably maybe expect to see these wristbands maybe on sale there. So anyway, it's a fascinating idea. It's a great cause, and it seems like it's a really interesting project over at Mount Edgecombe High School. Kayla Merkuliev is president and CEO of the Mount Edgecombe Small Business Junior Achievement Program. And Richard Corbett is vice president of marketing. Kayla is a junior from Sitka. Richard is a senior from Dillingham, and Robert Nielsen is vice president of public relations. He's a sophomore from Anchorage. Mim McConnell is the president of the Easter group and mm-hmm. the coordinator of Project Homeless Connect. If you want to find out more information, I'll have all the numbers and all the websites and emails that Kayla was mentioning. I'll have that posted online at kcaw.org a little later this morning. Thanks, everybody, for coming in this morning.
Pleasure.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Robert.
Enjoy your day.